In this video, we are talking about evangelism, prayer, and revival in your mission field. A microchurch is not only a gathering for people who already believe, it can also become a place where seekers are welcomed, neighbors hear the gospel, new believers are discipled, and a community is renewed by the grace of Jesus Christ. But this must be done with wisdom. Evangelism is not pressure. It is not manipulation. It is not winning an argument. Evangelism is bearing faithful witness to the good news of Jesus Christ with clarity, courage, love, and respect. Peter says in 1 Peter 3, to be ready to give an answer for the hope that is in you, with gentleness and respect. That posture matters in microchurch planting. You can be bold without being harsh. You can be clear without being coercive. You can invite without manipulating. Prayer comes before planting. Before you choose a launch date, pray. Before you advertise, pray. Before you invite, pray. Walk the neighborhood, if appropriate. Pray over names. Pray for open doors. Pray for workers. Pray for repentance, healing, courage, protection, and gospel fruit. Revival is not hype. Revival is a work of God that renews love for Christ, deepens repentance, awakens prayer, restores obedience, strengthens Christian community, and sends believers into witness and disciple-making. That means a microchurch should not chase excitement. It should cultivate faithfulness. In your mission field, ask, who needs to hear the gospel? Who needs Christian community? Who needs prayer? Who needs a table of welcome? Who needs scripture explained? Who needs a patient friend? Who might become a future disciple, host, leader, or planter? A common mistake is separating evangelism from discipleship. Some leaders invite people to a gathering but never help them grow. Others build warm fellowship but never clearly share Christ. A healthy microchurch does both. It welcomes people and points them to Jesus. It listens and teaches. It prays and sends. It gathers and multiplies. A local church or soul center connection can help keep this mission grounded. Oversight protects evangelism from becoming pressure. Mentorship protects revival language from becoming hype. Training helps leaders share the gospel wisely. Your mission field needs more than a meeting. It needs prayerful Christian presence. It needs gospel clarity. It needs embodied love. It needs disciples who make disciples. May your microchurch become a small but faithful place where Christ is known, people are loved, and the gospel spreads with humility and power.